It is Take Control Tuesday. Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org is on the phone. And Manta, I was telling you on Sunday morning, I put gas in my car and had a meltdown. And we need some help. We need a pep talk.
Well, yeah, you know, here's the thing about finances. Let's sort of use an analogy here, compare it to nature. Today, in fact, it's the official first day of summer in the Northern Hemisphere, right? And here's the thing. When the seasons change, your behavior has to change.
Ah.
You can't act the same way in summer that you did in winter.
True.
It just won't work, and vice versa. So the season has changed economically as well.
Mm-hmm.
So our behavior has to change. Now, just as nature can unleash calamities that force us to survive through them, you know, natural disasters, hurricanes, and those kind of things. So it is with the economy. And right now, there are global economic forces at work that are beyond our control. There's a war in Europe. There's a global food shortage. There's a supply chain disruption.
Yeah.
And there's global inflation because of the pandemic response. Those are just things that are happening. In fact, the CEO of Chase Bank, Jamie Dimon, says there's an economic hurricane coming. Let's take that analogy or metaphor. I never did get that right in English class. A little further and talk about this economic hurricane. Now, there are two ways to survive a hurricane on land. You can either evacuate or shelter in place. And to survive on water, as far as I know, I'm not a sailor, but it's batten down the hatches and hold on.
Right.
So now one can draw an analogy, like I said, with our current economic situation and the possible strategy you should employ to survive the coming economic hurricane. First question you have to ask yourself is, are you on land or water? Now, if your financial situation, if you got an emergency fund, you've got a good foundation, some job security, then we would say that you would be on land. You had a firm foundation. But if you've been whipsawed by this economic climate that we've been in and et cetera, and you're just like a boat on water, just hanging on, well, then that will affect your strategy. Now, if you're on land, you got to decide if you've got a foundation, should you stay or leave? And I would ask you the same question that Three Pigs had to answer. Is your house built of straw, sticks, or brick?
Yep.
Are you just barely hanging on financially? Or do you have a solid foundation? Now, the other thing you can do is get to higher ground. And basically that means get to safety. And we've talked about the seven factors of financial capability. Well, protecting is a key part of financial capability. So we want to look at, and we'll do this in the future, of ways of increasing that. Well, basically what you can do in protecting is increase your savings. Money is like sandbags in a hurricane. Pile it up as much as you can. Now, the last thing I'll tell you is this. Keep your head to the sky and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Even atheists pray in the midst of natural disasters. So I encourage you to seek higher help. Now, final thought. In the words of that great prophetess, Annie, the sun will come out tomorrow. You bet your bottom dollar that there will be sun.
Amen.
So when it does come out, we assess our situation. We grieve if necessary.
Yeah.
We buck up and move on.
Yeah, Prophet Annie had it together, right?
She sure did.
You can find everything Manta Musa on MoneySmartLife.org and also go to TakeControlTuesday.com. Manta, thank you.
Thank you.